Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in this Web Matrix series. In this video, we're going to take a look at working with disk-based files, text files, inside ASP.NET Web Matrix pages. And you might say, why would you ever read and write directly to a text file? Now, as I demonstrated in a previous video, it's very easy to work with XML files as data sets, but you might ask, why would we read and write a text file in a web application? And I recently, in working with a customer, had that exact scenario present itself. So this particular customer, they wanted to let users do something on their website, but their website is separate from all of their mainframe accounting and customer relationship management, their CRM systems. So the easiest way for them was to accrue a text file when visitors to their website enter their information, and then every once in a while, so not every day, not maybe even every other day, but every once in a while, someone would go in, grab that text file, and ship it off to corporate for import into their CRM system. And that's the process that works for them. So working with text files does still have some limited value in particular scenarios, and I'm going to show you how to do that in an ASP.NET Web Matrix application. So what you see here in front of you on the screen is a web form for somebody that's joining a mailing list. And I'm just using this as a scenario to demonstrate text file access. Obviously, we would probably do this in a database, but just for the purposes of simplicity, this is the model that I'm going to use. So we've got a standard form here that we can say, I want to register for the mailing list. And let's go ahead and click submit. Now nothing happens yet because we haven't implemented the logic. I just want to show you the form. Here is the code for the form. And I'm not doing this from scratch because I've demonstrated this in previous videos working with forms and form input validation. So I just want to highlight it here, and then we'll get to the meat of working with text-based files. So what you see here is we've just got a form tag, and then I have a table. And the table has the left and the right side of each line, one being the text and the other being the text box for user input. First name, last name, and email address, and then a submit button. And then in our executable code, remember we have this if is post, and then I'm retrieving each of the three values from the form, first name, last name, and email, from the request object, storing them in local variables. And this is all stuff that I've covered in previous videos, specifically the video on working with forms and form input validation. So now what I want to do is I want to say, hey, let's take that data and let's write it to a text file. So the first thing that I'm going to do is add a new folder that will house those text files while they live on our web server. And I'm going to store these in the context, in the directory structure of my web page. You might choose to do it outside of your web page. So let's just call this text files. All right, so that's where I'll put them as they're created. Now, here in my is post code block, let's create a line of text and a complete string that I can use to write into my text file. So we're going to take that user data and I'm going to just append. So let's say first name, last name, email address. Now, an important note here. I'm just putting these into a text file, and this text file is going to be exported. If you were going to directly import this programmatically, or you were going to redisplay that text file in some fashion, you might want to do user input validation for security purposes. You also might want to do user input validation to make sure that they're entering an email address, and again, I've demonstrated how to do that in a previous video, so I'm not going to convolute this demo by adding that functionality, but you certainly would want to do it if you were reading and writing files in your application. Okay, so let's append all three of those, and really I probably want to do a little bit of formatting, so let's just do some string appends and we'll comma separate them, each of those fields.
Oops. All right, so we'll comma separate them, and then after the last one, we're going to want a new line so that each line, so that each submit from user input creates a full line of text in our text file. In order to do that, the easiest way to specify a new line is to say environment new line. Okay, so now user data will be a complete string of all of those fields plus a new line, and each of those fields will be separated by a comma. Now the next thing I want to do is open up the data file. So we're going to say var data file equal, make sure I get my casing right there because as I keep reminding you, this is case sensitive. So the data file we're going to resolve by using the already familiar server.map path, and we're going to map from our website's root to the text files folder, underscore text files, that we just created. And this is all going to go in as a string, and then we're going to need a name for our text file, so we'll call it new list members, and we'll call it .text, although that's strictly speaking not necessarily, just make it easier to open up in an editor. Now we're going to call file dot, now I could say write all text, but if I use write, that means that every time the user submits this form, write all text will create a new file, and what I want to do is if no file exists, I want it to be created. But if there is a file that already exists, I don't want to wipe out the data that's already in that text file. I just want to append to it. So instead of saying write all text, I'm going to say append all text. And I'm going to have to specify the data file that I want to write to and the text that I want to be written. And we have this variable up here, result, so I'm just going to provide some information in result. And I'm just going to do that so that down in my page I can provide some feedback to the user that stuff happened. Now obviously, in this case I'm just taking static. I probably want to do a try-catch block here and make sure that things were successfully written rather than have an unhandled exception, but just for the purposes of this demo, we'll just say if result is not equal to an empty string, which is what we started with, then let's go ahead and in this TD we'll say the result is, let's put that in a paragraph. At result. Okay, so just quickly to review, we're taking the forms post back. We're saying if is post retrieving all of the input values from the request object, concatenating them all into a string separated by commas and ending in a new line, and then we're opening up a stream to the new list members.txt file, calling append all to that file, passing in the data, and then displaying the result saved message to the user. So here we have our form. Enter our text, click submit. Notice it tells us that our information was saved. Now let's go back and refresh, open up our text files directory, and now you can see that we have created a record, if you will, one line of text with all of that new list submission list membership submission. Let's run this one more time. And submit. Now let's go and have a look at that file again. So notice they're being appended. All right, so now we're getting this text file. Let's look also, though, at how to pull this back in case we wanted to use that data in our file inside our website. We can do sort of the same in reverse by sucking them in. Let's go ahead and do that now. So in our web application, we might want to pull that data back in. In the scenario that I described earlier, we're going to send that text file off. But maybe somebody wants to review it before they send it off. And rather than have them scan the ASCII text file itself, maybe we'll provide a page for them to do that. So it's going to be an administrative function. So let's go ahead and create a folder called admin. Now, in a subsequent video, I'll show you how to protect this page in the admin folder so that only logged in members that are part of the admin role are able to access it. But for now, we'll just we'll defer that to a later video. So let's grab this join mailing list file, copy it, and paste it into the admin folder that we just created. Let's go rename that to be, let's call it new mailing list members. Alright, so we'll save that name. Let's open that up. We'll get rid of all of this code except result. I think we'll use that. And then let's go down to the markup, and we're not going to need a form. So let's get rid of all of that. And let's just change the title here to be New Mailing List Members. So now let's take a look at how we might suck this data in, but also do some formatting. So the first thing that we're going to do is open that file and make sure that the file exists and has data in it. So the first thing we're going to do is grab that file. So that we'll do that by saying var data file equal server.mappath, which we're getting very familiar with. And then server.matpath is going to pick up in our text files folder. We're going to grab this text file. So let's go ahead and just copy and paste that file name. Now, in order to read it, there are a couple things we're going to need. We're going to need something to read it into. So let's read it into an array that I'll name user data, and we'll set it equal to null by default. Now we're also going to want a delimiting character, something that we can use to break up each line in our text file into the various fields that were input by the user. So to do that, I'm going to specify a character array that, in our case, it's only going to have one character in it, but we could use an array of delimiters as well. Delimiter char, and the delimiting character that we're going to specify is going to be the comma that we used to separate fields when we wrote them into the file in the first place. Okay, so now I can say if file.exists data file do some stuff. Else, let's provide the user with a message. Result equals the new list member file does not exist. If the file does exist, let's go ahead and read it in. So let's say, let's fill up that user data array by saying file dot read all lines. And we're going to read in that data file. Now, if you know you're going to be reading a really large file, then you probably don't want to read all lines. You probably want to read through it incrementally. But since we know the file's not going to be that big, we'll go ahead and just pull it in. Now, next we're going to say if user data is still empty, then it means that the file existed, but there weren't any records written into it, which means that it's not very useful to us. So let's say if user data equal null, that means we didn't get anything in, let's populate that result variable with some text to the effect that the new list member file is empty. Okay, so at this point, we've grabbed a handle to that file, we've tried to see if it exists. If it does exist, we've read it in. And either user data is now full of the records that we've previously written into that file, or we've populated result with a message saying that we're not able to continue. So now, down here in the bottom of our page where the markup exists, now we can do something with the data that we've read in. Let's start by saying, let's output the result message. Right, so we're going to emit that result message. Now it'll be an empty string if we had a successful read. If we didn't have a successful read, it'll be the error message that we populated saying that either the file is empty or the file doesn't exist. After that, now we can say if result equals null. Now what that means is not null, empty string. And what that means is that we did not previously populate the result variable up here, so we started with it being an empty string. If we didn't put a message in it, that means we got data and we're good to do something with that data. So we will do that here inside this if statement. And what we're going to do here is we're going to loop through each line, and then for each line we'll loop through each element in that line and we'll output them. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to say for each string data line in user data, we're going to iterate, and for each one of those we're going to output. Well, before we do that, let's do a little bit of formatting. We're going to populate these into a list. So let's go here before our for loops begin, and we'll start a list, and let's terminate that list down here. Now, inside that list, the first thing we're going to do is specify an li. We're going to get one for each item. And then we'll provide that each item with a label. So we'll just say this group is going to be a new member request. And then inside that, let's add a UL. And I'm going to also put a break just before the closing tag for that URL, for that UL. And now let's iterate again by saying for each string data item in data line split by, remember that delimiter character that we created up here? Oops. Let's get my casing fixed here. So we want to say for each string data item in data line dot split, and we want to split by the delimiter character. And here we'll just add another li and output the data item. So let's take a quick look here. We've got opening for, close for, opening for, close for. We need to close our if statement here. And we also want to move that. Just got to get our looping right here. Let's see. Okay, so just a quick review and then we'll run. So we're saying up here, open the data file, find out if it exists. If it does exist, read it all in. If we got stuff down here, well, either way, we're going to write out the result message. Then we're going to check and see if we got stuff because there's no error message. And if that's the case, we're going to for each through all of the lines. And each time we get a line, we're going to for each through it and split it up based on the commas and output each one of those items. And because I have this break here, we're going to do that each on a separate line. Now let's go ahead and run this and see if we've made any syntax mistakes, and then we'll see what our results are. So, here you can see, here's our header. Here we've iterated through the two records, right? And so we've got item number one, item number two, and we're specifying each of these as new member requests. We might get a little more creative if we wanted to, but then for each line, we're iterating through the lines using that delimiter character, splitting them up, and outputting each field, first name, last name, and email address on a separate line. Right, so hopefully that shows you how easy it is to work with files, both writing to and reading from, and how you can embed the code with the markup to get really whatever sort of formatting you want when working with those string elements that you read in from a text file. Thank you.